As we head towards Christmas, going to spend a bit of time in front of the box, and you want to know what to watch, this is where you find out with the Oracle here on 2NM. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm fabulous. I have looked deep into my crystal ball, and I have found a little hidden gem for everyone.
Today's theme is feast and famine, and today I want to know all about Alone.
Alone is, I guess, essentially a reality show, but really it's more a documentary. It's on Binge or HBO Box or however you get your Foxtel these days. And there's 7 seasons of it, and I could not believe it. The first season is where we're at, and we've binged quite a bit of it. They take 10 men, all white men, and they dump them into the wilds of Canada, like northern Canada, where it is about 3 degrees. They separate them out so they can't see or hear each other, and each of them gets 10 pieces of equipment and camera equipment, and they have to survive. They literally have a tarp, a knife, a jacket, maybe a bucket.
Do these guys have any experience in surviving in the middle of nowhere?
They all claim to be these survivalists.
Oh, right. Yeah. They're usually the best at it, yeah.
And they have, no, look, they are skilled, but they've never been literally somewhere where it's so wet they can't start a fire and there's bears walking up to their cabins at night and there's wolves howling and, you know, and it's, and really it's just psychological torture of entitled white men who are just immersed in toxic masculinity. Look,
it sounds like Survivor on steroids. Do they vote themselves off the island kind of thing and there's only one left standing?
If Bear Grylls and Survivor had a baby and that baby was fat and loved guns and plaid jackets, this is the show.
I have to watch this over Christmas.
They do. They have a sat phone and they're allowed to vote themselves off. And basically, they just freak themselves out. It's not like anything particularly happens because obviously, if someone died on a reality show, we'd all know about
it. Yeah.
So they kind of vote themselves off. And so you see these men break down in tears and start going on about how much they miss their family. And you kind of think, well, they're probably left to be alone because they have several children and one on the way.
Imagine their family probably happy to see the back end of them for a while too.
Apparently the last couple of seasons are all in the Arctic Circle. Oh. So, you know, if you want to see what a bear does in the woods, this is the show for you.
That's Alone. You can find that on Binge, and I will definitely be searching for that one. Now, also, we're going to go with the feast. This is a complete opposite to that. What's the other one?
It's a fabulous combo. Also a reality show, this time BBC. We all know what the Great British Bake Off is because we've seen all iterations of it. We've seen the Australian one. This one has, you know, it's the kind of revamped. It's still got poor Hollywood. It's got a Mary, but not Mary Berry. It's got a different Mary. And the kind of cheesy, punny hosts are Noel Fielding and Matt Lucas, sort of who make terrible jokes about flour and baking and dough.
Yep.
But, you know, it is around Christmas and around this time, you want to watch something that is comforting and familiar and kind and gentle. And, you know, for someone like me who is deeply gluten intolerant, watching other people bake is the closest I'm ever getting to Christmas pudding.
That's an interesting perspective. I didn't think of that. Thought it might have been a great opportunity to go and recreate what they did, but no, you're just sitting there drooling at the television.
Meringues all the way at my house. That's all there is.
All right, a couple of great TV shows to check out. The Great British Bake Off Season 12 and Alone. I'm really looking forward to having a look at that one. Irina, thank you very much for a fantastic 2021. A Merry Christmas to you and the whole family.
Absolutely, Andrew. And to you and your family, I think that for us at least, having some good shows to watch has really helped us get through some really tough times in the last year.